long story.
Yeah.
We, I could write a book about it. My group beside me would testify. But just to keep it briefly, it really started in my childhood, where I had mystical experiences of the swords coming to me. At a young age, around 5-6 years of age, I thought it was normal.
Yeah.
And on many occasions, I would be playing in my room with my dinky cars.
Yeah.
And we live in a two-storied house at the time.
Yeah.
And I would be playing around, but I would hear these voices. But they weren't interior voices, but they were audio voices.
Yeah.
Calling me, my name. And I'd be running down the stairs and say, "Mom, did you call me? Did you call me?" And she got really said, "No, no, no, I'm not calling." And she was getting so tired of it, you know. Yeah. And she says, don't, no, no, I didn't, you know. So, but this was continuously going on. And then one day I said, "Mom, this is strange," because even though I was young, I was still curious of what these voices were coming from. And I said it to my mom, and I said, "Mom, what?" And she's the first thing she said to me was, "They were the holy souls in purgatory," and that was my first. Because I never heard of them before, didn't know they even existed, especially at that age.
And that's amazing that
that
she said that, as opposed to, I mean, she could have said so many other things.
Absolutely, she could have ran me up the stairs and said there's something wrong with you or whatever. But that was the curious thing about it. That was the most interesting thing about it. Because I was saying, well, you know, if that was my child, I'd say, or the normal reaction is that you're imagining that situation. And but the fact that she was very calm and collective about it, it was like there was no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so that was very interesting. And then I thought to myself, you know, as you know, my mum must have having a devotion to the holy souls. And her family before her and her generation.
Maybe there was even a gift in the family.
Yeah, so there was a gift. That's as time went on, I was realizing it, that there had to be some kind of generation.
Yeah.
And God used that generation to continue that generation and that tradition.
Yeah.
That we had in Ireland back at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. God knows when we had that devotion, even through St. Patrick and so forth. So it was like God saying, yeah, that generation is my generation, and that generation that you're influencing, praying for the holy souls will be kept. That is my generation, and my generation. And then it's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And then you have other people outside, which is part of his generation, because we are all brothers and sisters of Christ. God is our father. Mary's our mother. So spiritually, it was a continuation. Yeah, it started to develop. And then I started to see them appearing to me. And they would come to me sometimes in silhouette. But to me, I felt, wow, I should be running scared here. But because of the fact that I felt so peaceful, I wasn't afraid. And because I was so young, I thought that was normal for me. And it was like God was preparing me at a young age. You know, he was giving me that preparation. He was making me aware, you know, this is what my plan is for you. But I could never understand why me. But then as we spoke there, it was the generation that he picked. And of all the people, he picked me. But anyway, if God chose us to do something, we can't complain. We have to go with it. I fought it many times and thinking it was my imagination.
Was it difficult as a young person?
It wasn't so difficult because I thought it was normal, that everyone. So I didn't really talk about it. I knew something was different. There was something spiritually different. But I felt to me it was normal. It's no big deal, you know, as if this is what God instilled in me at a young age. He was molding me into that spiritual sense of the holy souls, the spiritual sense of that community with the holy souls. And he made me fit in to that sense of that spirituality.
When did it kind of start coming out of from within your private life and maybe your family?
Yes, it kind of grew and grew and grew because it can be more intensified, because I could see them now in their true form. And I could see them. And when I see them, they say, "I need your prayers, 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 prayers." And I would pray for them. But it intensified, and then it kind of, I kind of grew up with it as being normal, but still in the sense of realizing there are people who are suffering. And I felt the peace in them when I prayed for them. And I felt, but when they came to me, I felt this sadness. I felt this pain that they were suffering. And I kind of felt that pain. I can feel as if I was them themselves, even though I wasn't in their realm. And I knew that they were in purgatory, and I knew they were suffering because I could feel it, personally feel it.